Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Austinus from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you information on finance and real estate, what's going on in the market, key issues that come up.
Yes.
Always something going on in this industry.
There is constantly something going on in this industry.
Always fun. I am just so happy we're past the end of the year, because that last about 2 weeks of December every year
is hell.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Basically, yes. It's so funny because, even though James works with a lot of my customers, mm-hmm. he works with lots of other real estate agents, right. of course, because there's no way that I could provide enough business for him to just constantly be doing stuff for us. But although we're working on that, and we have lots of other, inspectors, say. We have lots of, we have at least a dozen of them that we refer to all the time. But he was really quiet throughout December.
He was.
But
yeah.
you and I were running with our hair on fire.
Yeah.
Little you might have and the ones that, what I got.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Well, you've had your hair run on fire so many times. Yeah. But yeah, it was slammed.
Yeah.
Slammed this year.
And what happens on the lending side is, and this is a real estate agent, a lot mm-hmm. of real estate companies, they have a split where the most real estate agents are technically self-employed. Even if
yes.
they have a John L. Scott sign or a Windermere mm-hmm. sign or a REMAX sign, mm-hmm. they're technically self-employed.
Yes.
But a lot of
independent
the companies.
Independent contractor.
Right. And a lot of agents have to pay a percentage, a split of mm-hmm. their commissions to the house, to the company,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Until they earn a certain amount of money, and then mm-hmm. they get to keep, a larger share of that.
Depending on how their stuff's written. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, at the end of the year, or I should say at the beginning of the year, you're on a new, the split starts all over again.
Right.
So a transaction closing on December 31st can actually pay an agent a lot more than a contract closing on January 3rd.
Yeah, see, I'm not set up that way, so I don't have to
it's
think
not
a, like
it's
that
not
all the
in
time.
Your psyche.
I tend not to
right.
panic like some people
right.
because of that.
Well, what happens in my world is every year around the week after Thanksgiving,
psychos come out?
They come out. They come marching out. They crawl out from wherever they came from, and they put together these ridiculously crazy transactions with an unrealistic mm-hmm. amount of time to get them closed. And then
do you really think it impacts that much just because they're going by their own self-interest versus their client?
I actually had,
'cause that's a little frightening if that's true.
Last week, I actually had an agent tell me that. I mean, point blank, if you don't get this done, I'm losing this amount of money, and I don't...
Wow, I wonder how their customer would feel about that kind of mindset.
And I don't care if the property is falling down, which it was. Our contract says as is, so you just need to close this transaction.
Ouch.
And I'm thinking, well, yeah, your contract says as is, meaning that the buyer and the seller are happy with the condition mm-hmm. of the property, but that doesn't mean that the lender is happy
right.
with the condition of the property.
Right. Yeah. Because if there's issues, and especially right. if an appraiser calls it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you got to do it.
If there's financing involved, we have to make sure that
yeah.
the property is in a marketable condition.
Right.
So, no, that's always this last part of the year. It's pretty incredible. And,
wow.
And I always feel bad for my staff because... My staff, I mean, we want to accommodate people if we
right.
possibly can. And so we have staff that are working Christmas Eve and working mm-hmm. like crazy and the day after Christmas and all of that. And,
mm-hmm.
and we had this year, the perfect timing. You had this round of flu making it through.
Oh, yeah,
the
lots of people.
Just like wildfire.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
We just had our meeting with Russ, our marketing
yeah.
guy, and he's... Just coming out of it, Jen and I were both like, you doing all right? And Jen was sick over the holidays, too. So knock on wood for me, I didn't get any of that cred.
Oh, it's so funny. But every year we get – so this year we had the combination of kind mm-hmm. of the once a year
the crazy, cred and the crazies.
Crazy agent. Yeah, people, they're not feeling sick. They're slammed. Everybody's mm-hmm. pushing. Get it done.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And, it's just awful. But
sounds like the most joyous time of the year.
Awesome. Yeah. 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 Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, ho. Yeah. Well, I showed you one of the documents I got from one person that was pretty
interesting.
Of course, I hid the names to protect the not so innocent, but yes. But oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so there were a lot of very sketchy things going on with that. Very, very sketchy.
Oh, well, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Yes, well, are rates looking sketchy? Because I know most people are used to us talking about rates in our first segment, we kind of blew right past that. I know we want to get to a lot of other really important stuff today, too, though. So even though we don't have a guest, for listeners, there's a lot of interesting stuff still coming on today because we're going to do a mortgage rate update. We're also going to do a 2016 recap, and we're going to have predictions for 2017.
There you go.
And we also want to talk about our classes.
Yes, coming up. We got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah, yeah. So rates.
The markets, so far this week, today, have relaxed a little bit.
Happy to be over with last year.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
Because we really went from, July of last year was a low point for rates. And and we saw 30-year fixed rates get down to around 3.5%, 3.625%. They were very, very low. Some of the lowest we've seen in the history of track of rates. We went from that to a couple weeks after the election where we went to the highest level we've seen in about 2 years. And so far, though, on actually Friday and then leading into today, we're relaxing a little bit. So the rates have started to drop down just a hair. And I wouldn't think that's a trend at this point. As a matter of fact, most of the headlines in the financial news are questioning whether the bond market is ending its 36-year rally, where we've consistently seen rates going lower and lower and lower. And, that we may have, some say we're at the end of that. I don't know. It's too soon to tell. We wouldn't know that, the answer to that question for years.
Right.
But they're looking good so far today. So we've dipped down a little bit. The average conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loan today is hovering around 4.21%, so just under 4.25%. 15-year fixed rates, the national average is 3.4%. So those are still looking really good. Yeah, if you are okay paying off a loan a little bit quicker, saving yourself a whole bunch of money on interest, 15-year is a really great way to go. So the only downside to it is the payments are a little bit higher. FHA 30-year fixed rates, 3.75%. And jumbo 30-year fixed rates hovering right around 4.25, around 4.25%.
Okay.
So we're looking a little bit better.
Okay.
And today, officially, we have new loan limits.
I was going to say, didn't jumbo loans just go up?
They did. The standard conventional loan went from $417,000. Now we are up to, what is our new number?
It's always a weird number.
Yeah. How come I just completely forgot what it was. 424,200.
That's why, because it's a weird number.
$424,000, and but in Seattle, Snohomish County and Pierce, so King County, Snohomish County, Pierce County, we have a new jumbo limit, which is $592,250. So that
another weird number.
Yeah. So what those numbers are. That's 120% of the median income for our SMSA, our statistical metropolitan area. So this is a number that changes annually. It can change annually, and it's up for the first time in several years. So it should have actually gone down during the sort of the Great Recession. Fortunately, they were kind of kept pat. We were at 540,000.
No, considering I was selling a house that was 770,000 during the recession, I was very glad.
Absolutely.
They did not adjust it downward.
No,
because the person who bought my house used one of those.
That's absolutely right. So we will have different numbers based on the county, but those are sort of our baseline numbers now. So we're looking good. Got a little bit high, a little bit more room to work with, and sometimes people have to worry about that, because if you go from a conventional loan to a jumbo loan, so if you're going over that $592,000 mark, the rules change. And some people can meet those rules and some people can't. But one of the big changes when those rules, with that rule change with jumbo loans is going to be reserves. Jumbo lenders will require that you have
much
sometimes
more.
One or two years worth of mortgage payments saved
as
up.
As
compared to conventional, where it's
what,
sometimes
3 months?
Zero.
Oh,
it depends.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it depends on the circumstance. But
well, I guess do they keep changing that too? Because I thought for a while, like it was at 3 months and then it went to 6 months and then we started seeing it back to 3 months. So you're saying it's even down as low as zero.
It can be as low as zero. If you own rental properties, then you're going to have to show at least about 6 months of reserves for a rental property. But even that rule just changed. And so now there's a complicated formula that we use that's based on a percentage of the mortgage balances. But it works out to be roughly about 5 or 6 months worth of worth of reserves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so that sort of segues into, because there's so many rule changes. There's so many products.
Sure.
There's so many options available. That's why we teach classes.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a class coming up this weekend.
We do. Saturday.
Yes, we do on Saturday. And this is the one that is sponsored by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission.
Correct.
And so if people want to learn more about that program, they can at wshfc.org. But you can also sign up for our class. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be here in Seattle. It's going to be at my brokerage at 2312 East Lake Avenue East.
That's the RE/MAX office, RE/MAX Metro.
Yep, correct. And we're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 3. You and I will probably be there a little bit ahead of that, you know, get set up and do all of our usual thing. And then we bring lunch in because that 5 hours is chock full of information.
Right. This is not a fluffy class at all.
Not fluffy.
No.
No fluff.
Lots and lots and lots of good information and some meat and bones. We're trying to give tips and information that's going to be useful, that's going to be helpful.
Yep. It's like that big fat Christmas dinner you just had and the one at New Year's.
There you go. Now we're going to give you all 12 grapes, not six grapes cut in half.
That's right. We're not putting you on a diet. We're giving you some pumpkin pie while we're at it.
That's right.
Ooh, with whipped cream.
There you go. Yeah.
But no, it'll be good. I mean, we've already got several people signed up, so we do have limited space. So if people from the show are interested, they can always email us at info@teamreba.com. And that's probably the best place because that gets to me and all my team, and we're tracking a list of people who are coming to the class. So we'll have that. But if people have questions about our class, you can call us once we get back from the break at 866-712-1300. Thanks for listening to Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.